Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Germantown Performing Arts Center and by the Orpheum Theater. The Rhodes College Communities and Conversation Series continues, beginning on Monday 26th with the Tournai French Film Festival. This has been several years that this has been happening at Rhodes. Dr. Laura Loth is Assistant Professor of French at Rhodes and has joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is, how many years has this been going on? Do you know?
Well, it's been going on for about, this is our third year at Rhodes, but the University of Memphis housed it for 5 years. It's a 5-year run that they'll let us have.
Okay. This is a fun thing. It is French films, as we said, and I think you have 6 films in the series this year, beginning on the 26th and running through February 11th. Mm-hmm. So let's jump in here and talk about these movies. What are we going to see this year?
Great. Actually, beginning on the 27th, Tuesday the 27th, and running through the Wednesday, February 11th. We have a really diverse lineup this year, and I'm very excited about it, both in genre and in approach to the French-speaking world. So we're running 3 feature films and 3 documentaries. You'll see films from France, from Chad, Israel, Cambodia. It's really quite diverse and very rich.
That's very interesting. It starts off on, as you said, on the 27th. There's actually a reception at 6:30, and then the films all start at 7 o'clock, and they're all in Blunt Auditorium, and they're all free, so check them out. Tell us about In the House. That starts it off.
In the House is a great film. It's by a very famous director named François Ozon. It's a wonderful, very playful thriller. It's got a really rich sort of comic side with some nice narrative trickery in it, and it's the relationship between a literature professor and his student. Mm-hmm. And the professor gets more and more drawn in to the creative life of his student. It's a really wonderful, wonderful psychological relationship. And we'll have an introduction by Professor Marshall Boswell from the English department, who will give us some questions to think about that really interesting author-student relationship.
I noticed that the professor's wife is played by Kristin Scott Thomas, who many of us know, of course, from The English Patient and things like that.
Yes.
So, I didn't realize until I looked it up that she actually lives in France and does a lot of work in French movies.
She is as present in French cinema now as she is in American cinema, and I have to confess I like her better in French films. I like her in English films, but I really, really love her in French films. She's got a career a bit like Charlotte Rampling. She's a really interesting person, and her French is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, and she always seems so sad in English movies, so maybe she can get away from that here.
Maybe she can. She can go to France and be happy.
So that opens the series on Tuesday, the 26th, 27th, mm-hmm. And then we should mention these are all on Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
Tuesday and Wednesday nights for 3 weeks consecutively.
And then the next night, The Gatekeepers is something, as you mentioned, completely different.
Very, very different. This is a French-Israeli co-production. It's a documentary that has gotten very, very wide acclaim. It was nominated for an Academy Award, for an Oscar in 2013. It includes some really exclusive interviews with some of the first interviews with the Israeli security services. Mm-hmm. And so this is a heavy sort of charged film, and we wanted to help people think their way through it as they were watching it. So we have a wonderful introduction by Professor Eddie Tarum, who was a professor of Middle East Studies at Rhodes, and then we'll have a discussion afterwards led by a professor from the History Department at the University of Memphis. So mm-hmm. people can come, get a good setup to understand the implications of what they're going to see, and then work through it afterwards with someone who's really quite prepared to answer, to give some very thoughtful answers to people's questions.
These guys are all former members of Shin Bet, and witnessed firsthand what that organization does for Israel, and are not necessarily happy with the way their country has gone.
That's exactly right. They have a pretty obviously complex take on their own involvement as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a privilege to get to hear those conversations that the director had.
Okay, the series continues on Tuesday, February 3rd with Grigri, and this sounds like fun.
Grigri is a beautiful film. This is our one film from West Africa. It's in French with English subtitles. All of them are, I should mention, except for The Gatekeepers, which is in Hebrew with English subtitles. Hmm. But moving back to Grigri, this is the story of a dancer, a man who truly has a grace that I've never seen on film in a dancer, and he he gets into some financial trouble and has to make some shady choices. But through all of that, in trying to help his family with some steep medical bills, he expresses, I think, a lot of his turmoil and a lot of his concern through his dance. And it's a really beautiful film of sort of an outcast who finds a very surprising way to express his identity.
We should mention that this is set in Chad, which, of course, is a former French colony. The director is actually from there, but lives in France, but goes back and does films there quite a bit. I know that that especially the North African and the Caribbean are a particular area of interest for you.
That's right.
So I think you must be very, very pleased to bring this.
I'm always very happy to be able to include a Francophone aspect to the festival. That's really important to me because I want my students, but also the community in Memphis who's curious about French culture to be able to appreciate the ways in which the language and the culture exists all over the globe. And for me, it's always the first film that I look for is the one that's from North Africa or Africa or the Caribbean.
And then the next night, of course, on Wednesday, February 4th, Augustine. And this sounds very interesting also. This is a first film from this director.
It's the first film from a director named Alice Winokur. And it's a very, it's a dark movie. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a brooding movie. It might be the one that corresponds the most to what people expect from French cinema. I'm excited about it for a bunch of reasons. This question of hysteria. So it's the story of Jean-Martin Charcot, one of the first French neurologists who worked in diagnosing or identifying hysteria in the late 19th century. So this is sort of a heavy topic, it's a somewhat controversial topic, and I think Alice Winokur did a beautiful job at already leading us into some critiques of what Charcot was doing. But what I'm really excited about is the conversation that will happen afterward. We have a wonderful introduction prepared by Professor Judy Haas from the Gender and Sexuality Studies program. But then I've invited a historian of the history of medicine, a neuroscientist, and then Judy Haas from Gender and Sexuality to come back afterwards and have these three perspectives on how we can read this film from the perspective of someone interested in the inner workings of the brain, the history of medicine, and then how gender and sexuality were represented and understood in the 19th century. So this is the first time we're doing a conversation like that, and I'm really excited to see how it plays out.
Yeah, that looks very interesting, and it's obviously a subject that, I don't know, we seem to think more about these days. And we should mention that the young lady is played by a well-known French pop singer called Soko.
Right, yeah. So this is her first foray into cinema, too, and she has a heavy role to play, and she does an amazing job. Also, Chiara Mastroianni has a role in that, so it's another familiar face from French cinema. You can see her mother, Catherine Deneuve, when you see her on screen, and she's wonderful as well.
We're talking about the Tournai French Film Festival. It's part of the Communities and Conversation series at Rhodes College. If you'd like more information, go to rhodes.edu/Tournai, and that's TOURNEES.
Yes.
And we want to mention that the film festival is sponsored by Alliance Française of Memphis. Laura Loth is here with me, assistant professor of French at Rhodes. And this continues on the 11th or the 10th, on 11th, which is, of course, Tuesday. And it is, the 10th is Tuesday, with The Missing Picture. Tell us about this.
Picture. So this is the last week. The first week we have a feature film and a documentary. The second week we have two feature films. The third week we have two documentaries. The Missing Picture is another award-winning documentary, really, really fascinating, by a young man who realized that his history was missing visually from his life. There were no images, there were not really many movie reels for him to find of Cambodia once Pol Pot's regime had taken over Phnom Penh. So what he does is he creates little clay figurines and little wooden figurines and sort of reenacts the history that he was trying to put into image. And so it's, again, very touching, very complex, and a very interesting approach to recreating memory through film.
That does sound fascinating. Again, former French colony, Cambodia.
Exactly. So again, we're thinking about the richness and the diversity of French cinema. And the final one does the same thing. It's called The Lovely Month of May, and that will have a closing reception. People can come in a little early, get some snacks, glass of wine, and then move in to see this beautiful classic film. This is the first year that Tournai has asked us to add a sixth film, and the choice was a classic film. So this was released in 1963, filmed in 62, and it was filmed the day after the Evian Accords were signed, when France lets go of its Algerian territory, lets go of the colony at the end of the Algerian War. And so it's interviews on the street of people thinking through their own identity in the larger landscape of French, the sort of declining French Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for what's going on, what we've been hearing in the news today about France, the questions about immigration, the questions about the former French colonies, this is the one, even though it's the oldest film, I think it might resonate in really interesting ways with the ways that Americans are becoming a little more at least exposed and aware in the day-to-day of the questions that France is facing today in relation to its former colonies.
These are all very interesting sounding films. French cinema, of course, is a big business. It's not like you have trouble finding films. So how do you choose what you want to go in this
right.
festival?
Right. If I didn't have some parameters, I think it would be an even harder task than it is. Tournai has arrangements with distributors in the United States. So I am limited to about 30 films, and I watch the trailers, and I talk to people, and I look to put together a diverse festival that might pull in people with broad interests. So thankfully they do limit it for me, because I don't quite know what I would do if they didn't.
Well, it sounds like fascinating stuff, and I encourage people to go to the website, which is rhodes.edu/Tournai, T-O-U-R-N-E-E, and you can get details about all these films. It opens on the 27th with In the House and runs through February 11th, and these films are all at 7 p.m., all in Blunt Auditorium, and all free to the public, opening reception at 6:30 on the 27th. Laura Loth is Assistant Professor of French at Rhodes. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us about this.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to seeing everyone who comes out. It's been a successful festival in the past, and I'm really excited for this year. So thank you for letting me share the information.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Germantown Performing Arts Center, celebrating its 20th anniversary season with 14-time Grammy Award winner and mandolin virtuoso Ricky Skaggs on Thursday, January 29th. For information and tickets, 751-7500 or online at gpacweb.com. And by The Lion King, returning to the Orpheum Theater in February for 4 weeks. This Broadway musical features a cast of actors representing the sounds and visuals of Africa. The show includes songs by Elton John and Tim Rice, including Can You Feel the Love Tonight? More information is available at 525-3000 or lionking.com.